Video: We Are All Helping, Oklahomans Stuck in Jamaica Join Hurricane Recovery Efforts. By Amy Furr on October 30, 2025. Several Oklahomans who were stranded in Jamaica by Hurricane Melissa during their vacation are now stepping up to help the island's residents get back on their feet. Mike Morris is one of 12 friends from Oklahoma who were forced to stay put when the storm tore through the area, COCO reported Wednesday. "We've got people out here from all over the world, and we're all helping," he explained. Before the storm hit, he told the outlet there was a lot of rain and wind and they were close to being in the eye. Morris said it was much different from the storms he is used to in Oklahoma. Now, Morris and his friends are working with others to help with the cleanup after the island endured heavy rain, wind, and mudslides. "There are some of the guests actually out in the pool trying to help with limbs and different things. We're about to go to the east a little bit to one of the other beaches and start helping them clean up. Even though we're on vacation, we're all trying to chip in and do what we can to help everyone, and the workers here have been outstanding. They stayed with us when they didn't have to," he said. CBS News reported Thursday that over 20 people died as a result of the storm that hit Haiti, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic. The outlet said it had moved away from the Bahamas and was on its way to Bermuda. Aerial video footage shows the devastation it left behind in Jamaica, with buildings torn up and debris everywhere. "It was the most powerful storm in Jamaica's history, with winds up to 185 miles per hour. Although it had begun to weaken, it was still a Category 2 storm on Thursday," for NBC News. It was unclear when Morris and his friends would be able to fly home. However, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen told COCO5 his office is in touch with some of the Oklahomans on the island, and any other Oklahomans who are there are encouraged to reach out to his office.